before our last picnic at Sycamore Heights. And so if you have your Bibles, get to to Luke chapter 19. And in Luke chapter 9, there's a familiar story that's going on. To you, if you've grown up in Sunday school, you probably even know the song, okay? We're talking about the Zacchaeus, okay? And Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he, right? He climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to. I mean, know the sign language. See, right? Yeah. So we know the song, okay? We know the song. But I want us to take to heart today the message that is taking place in Zacchaeus's heart, okay? I want us to focus intently on what happens in Zacchaeus's heart that changes everything, because if we see Jesus, okay, he has the potential to change everything. Amen? Everything. And so here we are. Our focus is on Jesus today. And as we look in the scriptures at Luke chapter 19, let's get there. Luke chapter 19, verse 1 and 2. It says, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. Okay? Jesus didn't have a plan to stay there. He was just passing through. It was a passage north and south. It was not something that was... It was kind of out of the way, but that was okay. Jesus knew where he was going. He's going north. So he went to Jericho, and as he was passing through Jericho, he met this guy, or this guy was there. His name's Zacchaeus, and he was the chief tax collector and was wealthy. So when we look at the story that's coming through, here we have Jesus who is giving life, who is healing, who is the Son of God, who is coming through, and he's traveling through this place of Jericho, and there's this other guy here. So it's like this comparison. Have they met yet? No, not yet. Have they heard of each other? Maybe, okay? I don't know. But certainly Zacchaeus knew about Jesus because people were talking about it. And so here he is, and I got this little map here to show you. Here's the Jordan. Here's where they crossed over, and this is where they camped before they went to Jericho. And you remember the story in the Old Testament, the walls of Jericho, like where they marched around the walls of Jericho, like, and the walls came tumbling down. Yeah, you guys went to Sunday school. It's awesome. Okay, so here we go. That's where he is. Jesus is passing through this little town called Jericho. Okay, it's been rebuilt, and now Jesus is passing through there. And there's this. So this is what's going on. I'm so excited I can barely think. All right, he wanted to see Jesus. Who's he? Why do I keep calling him Zachariah? Zacchaeus. He wanted to see who Jesus was. But being a short man, or in the song, a wee little man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. Okay, there is something that is so amazing. Okay, I know we're just in the first part of the scripture here, but this is Jesus, okay? And the word is going, I don't know why Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. I don't know why, okay? It simply says that he wanted to see who Jesus was. I think that's in the next verse, right? So Jesus, come on. He wanted to see who Jesus was, okay? That's all we know, okay? He was the chief tax collector, and in those days, a tax collector was not somebody that was anybody's friend, okay? They often were traitors to their own people and collected taxes for the country or the government that occupied their country, okay? So they were viewed as traitors, and they were liked by the government just as long as they collected the money from the people to give to them. Okay? So they didn't have a lot of friends. And so what often would happen was, this was an occupation where they would say, okay, you owe this amount, but I'm going to charge you this amount. Okay? A whole lot more. And so what do they do with the extra? They put it in their pockets. It was their way of making a living. Yeah, I may not have a lot of friends, but I'll have a lot of nice stuff, okay? It's kind of like their thought here, okay? And so they would make it worth their while. It was a very lucrative job because they had to pay it, or else their name went to Rome, and Rome would then come down, and they would get to them, and it was just a mess, okay? And so here's Zacchaeus. And he's a wee little man, and he comes, and he's not very liked, okay? So why did he want to see Jesus? Maybe he wanted to go and say, well, is Jesus giving $5 healings today? If so, then maybe there's some tax I could collect here, okay? He was the chief tax collector, okay? And so maybe there was some was he giving bread away because that's taxable? Or was he doing this? That's taxable. Or maybe I could see some of the people that need to owe taxes. Maybe that's why he was there. No, he was there to see who Jesus was. He was there to see who Jesus was. Church, there's a lesson there. There's a lesson there. Our issues are always about seeing Jesus. Our answers should be always centered on seeing Jesus. Our hearts, our devotional times, our prayers should always be focused on seeing Jesus. Jesus. He got it right. Zacchaeus got it right. But here is the beautiful part of that story. He's short. That means he could never see Jesus in a crowd. Right? Here's the good news. It's in our shortcomings that God meets us. It's in your shortcomings that God meets you. In fact, God even uses those shortcomings to bring you into his presence so that you can be noticed by Jesus, okay? Because this is what happens, is that Zacchaeus, he wasn't liked, but he was part of the crowd. He wanted to know who Jesus was. He wasn't popular in the sense of people want to hang around with him, but he was able to know the territory and go ahead of, and to get a place where he was. And I want you to see this sycamore tree that I put up here. This is not a great climbing challenge, okay? Not if you're a kid, okay? It's a very safe, parent-friendly climbing tree for kids, right? Because, look, you can almost step up on those branches, all right? So Zacchaeus wasn't this guy that had this athletic paralysis about him. He was a tax collector. Maybe he was a little overweight from all the money and food he had eaten. Maybe he didn't eat the money. I'm sorry, he collected the money and he ate the food. That was rich and good. But here, this tree right here was enough to get him up and elevated. Did you know that in your shortcomings, God can provide things so that you can see Jesus? In this case, it was a sycamore tree. That's good news, isn't it? That means no matter where you're at or what you're dealing with, Jesus can always be seen. And so that's where he positions himself. He runs down, he gets up, and he gets up on the tree. And then he says, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, dude, come out of the tree. No, that's not what he said. He said, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. You're scaring the kids. No, that's not what he said. He says, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. Do you know, for Zacchaeus, who was a tax collector, who was somebody that nobody liked, that somebody that people didn't want to really be a part of because it was all about the money and him being a traitor and you just couldn't be friends with him. And he had all these shortcomings. He was small. He just wasn't the person that you like to hang around with. Jesus saw him. Jesus saw him. And when he saw him, he just didn't say, what's up? He said, I want to be a part of your life. I want to eat in your house. I want to be a part of your life. I want to welcome you, and we can hang out together. We can share life together. We could do things together. This is him saying, hey, Zacchaeus, man, get down. I want to hang out with you. I want to be a part of you. Isn't that the crux of what every answer in our life needs? That Jesus sees us and that he is a part of our life or wants to be a part of our life. Look at the person next to you and say, you got issues, like Toby Mac would say. Some of you guys are like, no, we already know that. We don't have to tell them that. I mean, yeah, but we got issues. We all do, okay? We all got shortcomings in our lives. We all have places where we fall down or weaknesses in our lives. But that's where Jesus meets us, and that's where he brings us into relationship. Why? Because that's where we're most open to him moving, isn't it? Doing a mighty work. Look at Zacchaeus, what's happened in his life. Jesus is not just like, dude, I want to eat at your house. No, he's like, I want to do something that is so radical that's going to change everything you ever imagined. I want to spend time with you in your house. You know who had a problem with that? The people. People that were originally following Jesus, they had a problem with this. All the people saw this and they began to mutter. He's gone to be the guest of a, now say it like it's a sinner, okay? He's been a guest of a sinner. Yeah. Like it's a terrible thing. But here's the deal. If we all have shortcomings, and if we all sin and fall short of the glory of God, as Romans says, then guess what? Jesus still has his eye on us. Jesus still wants to be with us. And Jesus wants to do an incredible work in us. His life changed. And in fact, I want to fast forward to Ephesians and just show you how this works. In Ephesians chapter 2, it says this. For it is by grace you have been saved, right? Through faith, okay? So there's a response to the grace that has been given. And this is not from yourself. It is a gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast, right? For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do, okay? But God's not saying that, oh, I got this course for you, and you got this good work, and this good work to do. He's not saying I got that all mapped out for you. What he's saying that with Jesus, you are now equipped to be able to do the good thing. And that's exactly what takes place in Zacchaeus. I called him Zachariah again. Maybe that was his like nickname or something. I don't know. Mr. Z, how's that? Yeah. Zacchaeus. That's exactly what happened in his life. If we were to go back to Luke chapter 19, look what. But Zacchaeus, and who's having a problem? The crowd is there. Jesus is going to spend time with them. And Zacchaeus says this incredible thing. Look what he says. Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord. Now he stood up. Get the irony there. He's a short guy, right? He was in the tree. But out of this whole crowd comes this one voice, okay? He said to the Lord, look, Lord. Here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. That money I took from the poor, that I stole from the poor, that money that I took to make me rich instead of being caring about them, that money that I took in order to please them and take from them and make friends with those that had it, that stuff that I did, I'm going to give half of it back to them, to the poor that don't have it. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Now, this is a guy that is being changed. Not only does Jesus see us, not only does Jesus welcome us, but Jesus is the one who makes a change in each and every part of our life. Shouldn't he be the center of everything? Shouldn't he be the center of everything? Yes. What's taking place in his life? Huge change. He wants to do good by the people now. He wants to be in relationship with the people, not because he wants to win their affection, no, but because Jesus, and he has his focus and his eyes upon Jesus. So he's capable of doing the good thing now. Jesus said to him, today, salvation has come to this house. Okay, who's he talking to? Zacchaeus, yes. Zacchaeus, this house right here, this is where salvation has come, and we're here together on this, all right? And so salvation comes because this man, too, is a son of Abraham. And so here he goes back to the Old Testament at Genesis chapter 12. And in Genesis chapter 12, what it says here is this guy by the name of Abram, and soon would become Abraham. He was confronted, and God confronted him and said, "Abraham, hey, I want you to do something for me. I want you to take your, I want you to leave everything. I want you to leave your country. I want you to leave your people. I want you to leave your father's household. And I want you to go to somewhere I will show you." And I don't know about you, but if Abram had to tell this to his wife at this point in time, she would probably say, "You're crazy, dude. What are you thinking? We're going where? What should we pack? What should we bring? What season is it? Where's the location?" And probably have a long list of questions, which is good to answer. But here, God is talking to Abram, and Abram responds. And the verse would go on to say that God gives him a promise, say, "I will bless you, and you will be a blessing, and that all people will be blessed through you." That's his promise. That's what God's saying. And that's exactly what's taking place in Zacchaeus' life. I'm going to have to preach on Zechariah pretty soon. I really think it's like on my mind or something. Maybe I spent too much time there this week. I don't know. But Zacchaeus has been associated with Abraham's descendants. Leave your country and your father's household. And go to the land, I'll show you, I'll bless you, and I'll make you a blessing. I'll give you a new diet, a new identity. I'll give you a new family. I'll give you a new land. I'll give you all of this, and you'll exist there in relationship to me, and there you will bless all people through you. That's what Genesis says. So that when we come back to Luke chapter 19 now, this is what it says in verse 9. Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to the house because this man too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." What did Zacchaeus see that day? What did Zacchaeus experience that day? He saw Jesus looking at him. He saw Jesus welcome him. He saw Jesus making a change and saying, "You know, I'm not going to only spend time with you, but guess what? You're a part of the salvation that I came to give. You're a part of the change that I want to take place in everybody's life. You're getting it," is, I think, the short version of what he would say to Zacchaeus. Why? Jesus says, "The Son of Man, the one you see right here, right now, he came to seek and to save that which is lost." That's you. It's me. It's all of us together. You know, some of you, we have our mission statement, our vision statement that says that Sunnyview is a place where salvation can be found and healing can take place. Church, I'm here to tell you that's great. I think that's scriptural. I think it's biblical. I think it's something that Jesus Christ can do. But you know what's dependent on it, on that taking place? Our focus on him. If he's not the center, there is no salvation. If he's not the center, there is no healing. If there's no center where Jesus is placed, there can't be worship, and there can't be anything that takes place that leads to life, an abundant life. There can't be anything that takes place, or it's just going to be short-lived or just a taste rather than all that Christ has planned for us. Jesus wants to see us. Jesus welcomes us. Jesus wants to make a change in us. Father, thank you. Thank you for the joy we may share. in the journey that you call us to. Lord, I pray that those issues that come to mind right now, that prevent us from wanting to be in relationship to you or setting up limits or boundaries, Lord, that's where you want to meet us. So thank you for bringing up those issues. Thank you for bringing up those situations so that we may keep our eyes on you. As you see us, you want to welcome us, Lord. You want us, Lord, to make the change in our life to set us free so that we may be free in you. For it's for freedom that you came. Freedom so that we may worship you. Freedom so that we may love like you do and to forgive like you do. Father, I give you thanks now that freedom is made available. And I pray now that we would confess, Lord, before you. For you say that if we confess one to another and in relationship to you and even to each other, Lord, that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, I pray that unrighteousness would be a past memory today. And that we would live forward in relationship with you. Help our eyes to be focused on you. Guard our hearts and our minds that we may experience the peace that you have given us. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you have a decision you would like to make or would like to talk to Pastor Jim personally, you can email him at pastorjim@sunnyview.church. Sunnyview Christian Church is located in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, at 175 East County Road Y. For more information about Sunnyview Christian Church, visit us on the web at www.sunnyview.church or visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/sunnyviewchurch. We look forward to seeing you again next week.